This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This podcast on 97.3 The Fan is presented by Hummel Casino. Fun above all else.
Best of luck to the San Diego Gulls, who embark on a new season tonight. First home game of the year at Pechanga Arena. And we don't talk a lot of Gulls hockey just because it's minor league hockey and I don't know that much about what's going on, but they do have a devoted fan base. I know they're expecting nearly 12,000 tonight at that game. I mean, they're a well-supported AHL franchise. I have not had a great run the last couple of years. Obviously, the Ducks have struggled, and when your NHL club is not good, that's usually doesn't bode well for your AAA club at the level below, because they're constantly pulling your best players out, and it's been a rough go the last couple of years. But wanted to at least wish them good luck as they play Coachella Valley tonight and start a new home schedule. They did lose their first two on the road in Toronto last weekend.
Yeah, we got a lot of homies over there, so good luck, guys.
We do, absolutely. We think the best of you, even if we don't talk about you a ton on the show. Yeah. I just wanted to offer them some good luck this weekend. Coming up, final hour, get to some college football in the weekend, my Super Saturday lineup in our next segment. Woodsy has an interesting dilemma tomorrow that he's going to mention coming up as well.
It's going to be a
just train shared with us.
A train wreck.
Things Ben likes at the end of the hour before Annie and Elston.
I missed it.
All right, now, though, Paulie's going to get us some headlines with the Rindle Report.
And get things started here with our edition, today's edition of the Rindle Report.
Now tuned into the greatest.
Welcome to the Rindle Report with Paul Rindle.
Hi, Paul.
All right.
Two stories from the world of sports that we haven't gotten to yet.
We'll start off in Major League Baseball.
And one story that you didn't know you needed.
Are you laughing, biatch?
It's the Rindle Report.
Hey, Paul, how you doing?
Okay, how are you?
On 97.3 The Fan.
Are you ready to bless the mood? I need some help, please.
That was good.
Can I get a
All right. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
We'll start off in the NFL, Thursday Night Football last night. I think the three of us watched a combined 0 seconds.
Yeah, 0 minutes, 0 seconds.
Did not get my Amazon Prime fired up last night. No. I was too involved in baseball.
Same. Yeah. It was Denver on the road in New Orleans, and the Broncos moved 4-3 after taking down New Orleans 33-10. Sean Payton, his return to the Superdome, and really the only thing that I took away from that game was I have the Denver Broncos defense on my fantasy team, and got a touchdown, two fumble recoveries, and only 10 points.
You just found that out moments ago.
Yeah, like surprise.
Oh, look, they got a touchdown.
That's how locked in
I
am.
They got fumble recoveries. I am. You're well ahead of Sammy Lev in this week's fantasy football matchup. I mean, the Saints are devastated by injuries. They lost a quarterback, top two receivers in Olave and Rashid Shaheed. So it's not that stunning that they got bodied, but they got off to such a good start. They won their first two games big. And now they are 2-4, and people are saying that Dennis Allen could be the next coach to lose his job. I don't know if you deserve to lose your job when your team is riddled with injuries and you're not doing well.
Got to blame somebody.
You do have to blame somebody. And I'm sure it stung. So they inducted Drew Brees into the Saints Hall of Fame last night. Not a fun game to do it.
No.
You're getting your butt kicked, and your old coach is the one doing the butt kicking of you. Not a fun game.
You know, he was elated.
Yes, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah.
Bo Nix, pretty good quarterback. He's playing pretty well.
He's doing okay. I mean, you know, he's not.
He had 16 for 26 for 164 yards. No touchdowns, no interceptions.
All right, well, game manager.
It was at least an excuse for someone to post on Twitter. Jim Mora and one of his legendary post-game speeches. Can I send this to you, Paulie? I think it was edited. There was a bit of cursing in it. But I loved this. And I don't know.
Just hold your phone up to the microphone.
No, I'm gonna say, I said it to Pauly. I believe this is the one. You know, he is, of course, famous for the playoffs.
The best.
You don't necessarily see the brutal honesty from coaches anymore. And you kind of miss it a little bit. You wish you would get it. I mean, Mike Schultz, brutal
playoffs?
Honesty.
Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Oh, playoffs?
Always one of my absolute
the greatest
favorites. But
I just hope we win a game. All right. If there's any curse words in this,
it's on you.
It's on Ben.
It's on me.
Well, what happened was that second game, we got our ass kicked. Or the second half, we just got our ass totally kicked. We couldn't do diddly poo offensively. We couldn't make a first down. We couldn't run the ball. We didn't try to run the ball. We couldn't complete a pass. We sucked. The second half, we sucked. We couldn't stop the run. Every time they got the ball, they went down and got
you
points. We got our ass tore.
Because I think there is a curse coming up. You don't get coaches like that anymore. It's just so fantastic, isn't it?
I think they're afraid of losing. You know, you're afraid of losing the locker room and afraid of losing your job.
That was pretty much the Saints. That was the Saints last night, though, against the Broncos. Jim Mora, I love it.
Right. Got the ball and went down and got points. We got our ass totally kicked in the second half. That's what it boiled down to. It was a horse performance in the second half. I'm totally embarrassed and totally ashamed. Coaching did a horrible job. The players did a horrible job. We got our ass kicked in that second half.
It's about as good as it gets.
Yeah. All right. Moving on to the NBA, former San Diego State standout, Kawhi Leonard.
Man, dude. Every year you see this tweet come
out. Every single year. Right around this time, mid-October, Kawhi Leonard out indefinitely, sidelined with a... He's continuing to rehabilitate his right knee. He just can never seem to stay healthy. I saw a clip of Stephen A. Smith absolutely...
They torch him?
Torched him this morning.
How do you torch a guy for being hurt?
Well, he said he's the worst superstar of all time, and that he's always healthy heading into a contract year, which...
Ooh. So you like Anthony Rendon, maybe?
I don't know. I'd have to go back and look if he's really only been healthy on going into contract years. I mean, Kawhi Leonard is a damn good basketball player, but he just cannot seem to stay on the court. I don't want to say he's not trying to get back onto the court. I think that would be irresponsible.
I would speculate, and this is just my speculation, but we know Kawhi Leonard from so far back at San Diego State. What was with Kawhi? Okay, he's there at like 6 a.m. working hard, like three practices a day, working out incessantly, always wanting to get better. And he was obviously he was praised for it. And it turned him in from a San Diego State freshman who no one really knew into a lottery pick, an NBA champion, a defensive player of the year. But my suspicion is he worked himself to death.
Yeah,
like you only have so much mileage on your knees.
Yeah.
And he spent it all just, you know, in the gym at the Jam Center, or, you know, practicing, or I don't know if they have the Jam Center built yet, but he worked so hard that I think he has torched his body, unfortunately.
That's what I tell my wife when she asks me, why haven't you been going to the gym? Well, it's all the work I had already put in.
Torched.
I've only got so many, you know, innings left in these legs. So.
It's kind of true. I mean, you know, my brother and my dad have played basketball for years, and they are constantly dealing with
in pain.
All kinds of joint and everything. And I'm like, oh, I played golf for a while, but my joints are doing okay at this point.
It's got to be frustrating, man, to be, you know, it's frustrating for him. It's frustrating for the organization, you know,
because
it's like the fans are just like, oh, God.
He's made a lot of money, and you just have not gotten
the best of them.
Much of a return on all of the money that Kawhi Leonard has made. They said he had a setback when he was working out with Team USA in Las Vegas back in July before the Olympics, and
it's
just
like
out indefinitely, no timetable on his return.
You'd hate to not let him do things like that, you know? I mean, and I think there's probably some fans that say, well, yeah, you don't need to be doing extra stuff. You need to be worried about the Clippers basketball. They pay your salary, but it's hard to tell a guy you can't go play for your country too. So it's just it's one of those sports dilemmas, man. We always talk about it. Like these are the risks with signing guys to huge, huge money long term.
Tough for the Clippers though, in that, you know, Paul George had to go financial reasons. Kawhi's hurt. So now they basically have James Harden doing the whole show for their new Intuit Dome that's opening up. And, you know, Harden by himself has never really been very good.
Well, we'll see what the G League team has to provide over
that's
their
true.
Front wave arena.
San Diego Clippers.
That's right.
Yeah. All right. And then finally, we have a very awful and sad story to get to.
We
missed
get to it
yesterday, but we do have to get to a shout out to his family.
And I really hope we can see more unity and more peace when already things are so difficult. So, shout out to his family.
This one, there's a layers to this story.
So many layers.
I did not know much about Liam Payne.
Question, Ben, have you ever heard of Liam Payne when he passed away?
I had not.
Had you heard of One Direction?
I have heard of One Direction.
Harry Styles.
A boy band. Harry Styles I have heard of.
Yeah,
he was in One Direction.
Yeah, so Liam Payne was one of the members of the former band One Direction. They all went off and did their own things. He was actually in Argentina.
So they went in different directions? Sorry. I'm sorry. This is a sad story. Sorry. don't stop the music. That makes it sound worse. Sorry.
50 more minutes.
They all went off in their own direction.
They did.
Sorry.
You good?
Yeah. Go.
Got
ahead.
That out of your
system?
Yeah.
I just turned off my microphone for a while.
Sam says this is live on radio, by the way.
God. Sorry. Yeah. This is my bad. It's my bad. It's Friday. It's my only excuse. It's my general Friday excuse. My brain is mush at this point in the week.
It was a clever joke. Some people might be ill-timed.
It's very ill-timed. I apologize for the timing of what was otherwise somewhat
a very sad,
witty comment. Yes.
Yeah, well,
Paulie, to be fair, Paulie hasn't gotten into the sad part of the story at all
yet. That's also true. It's also true.
Yes, that's true. He's dead.
He died.
Dang, that was bad, Paulie. I just made a funny joke and you bring down the whole room. Thanks a lot, Paul.
Yeah, he died on Wednesday in Argentina. He was in Argentina to watch a show from one of his former bandmates. Was having a concert there.
How do you say that guy's name?
Nile.
Nile. Horan.
Not Niles.
Nile.
Just Nile.
N-A-I-L-L.
Like the river in Egypt.
Right, but it's spelled differently. Nile Horan. He was performing, so he went to see him, had his girlfriend with him.
Yeah, and I was reading, I've seen so many different reports on
I don't know
this
why
story.
I went down this rabbit hole, but I did, for some stupid reason.
I was reading, like, his girlfriend was there, and then she left, because she thought it was just, like, a little vacation.
Yeah,
it turned into, like, a two-week trip.
Yeah, and she left.
And we were staying in this hotel.
She went back to Florida.
And some of the reporting on his actual death was very weird and not good. TMZ, like, they broke the story that he fell from a hotel balcony.
Yeah.
Doesn't look like it was an accident now.
Oh, I think it was. I think it was like drug-induced, maybe? Alcohol-induced?
I don't know that.
You think it was suicide?
I mean, I don't think he fell. I think he might. I don't know. But TMZ like posted a picture of the body.
Yeah, they posted
like,
a
just
picture
an
of his arm. You're like,
it's right, like, oh, there's his tattoos. I'm like, nobody needed to see that.
Yeah, we believe you. We believe you
could have just told us what happened.
We believed you when you said that he fell or whatever.
He had a lot of demons, from what I've read.
Wasn't particularly a great.
A lot of battles. Was not a great
dude at the end.
Yeah. And dead at 31.
Shout out to his family. He's got a son, 7 years old. Broke my heart. That always makes me sad, but yeah.
Shout out to his family.
It's a good joke, Ben.
Hope you feel good.
Not as bad as the one Jameson made.
We cannot,
I can't even say that one.
We can't say that one in the air. How did Megan take it?
Same as anybody else? I don't know.
No.
She wasn't a big...
She likes One Direction.
No, she doesn't.
I saw her tweeting about it.
She liked. She likes Harry Styles.
All right, well, he was in One Direction. Until they went...
You like Harry Styles.
Different direction.
I do like Harry
Styles. So you liked One Direction.
No, I liked Harry Styles' solo record.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, he had one song that I really liked, Sign of the Times. It was really good. Like, very, very good. And then he did some dumb album called Watermelon Sugar. And so I tried to listen to that, and I went, well, that's terrible. Now you're back to One Direction.
He came out with one since then. We have the record at home.
Yeah.
Harry's House.
The boy band phenomenon.
Hated it.
So a lot of them were basically almost like corporate, like creations.
Yeah,
like, hey, we need to come up with something that's going to be a hit with the teen set.
Sure, let's get
so
five
let's get
good-looking
some good-looking guys,
guys
together. They don't need to be great musically. We'll handle the music essentially for them, and they just have to go and dance and do routines and sound decent, and we'll, with our marketing, we will turn them into something big.
Yeah.
And obviously people who are like authentically music fans, that's not going to be something that you appreciate that much.
Yeah.
But then there are some boy bands that actually were like genuine, right? Like that were legitimate, like musical artists. Like which are the one that Justin Timberlake was in?
He was in NSYNC.
NSYNC. But Justin Timberlake is musically talented, at least, right? It's in some sense.
Yeah.
He went on to have a career.
Yes.
Good music career.
Nobody else in that, I don't think.
But I guess Harry Styles did somewhat as well. So
they, I think a lot of One Direction all went off and had their own individual careers.
Big, big careers.
I don't think many of NSYNC guys did a whole lot. Certainly not like what Justin Timberlake did.
No, but they were back together, I think, touring.
Jay Menudo, I remember when I was a kid.
Oh, Menudo was huge.
Menudo
when we
were was
kids. Huge. God, I used to buy like the
little Saturday morning cartoon
they
spot
did,
thing
dude.
Too
yes.
that I remember.
Yes, Menudo was massive. I used to buy those teen magazines and because I liked Alyssa Milano and she was always in them and Nicole Eggert and all them. So I would get those when I was like, I don't know, 8, 9, 10. And it was always Menudo in there.
Which is an odd name when you think what Menudo is. It's a soup made out of intestines.
Yeah.
And that's what they named their band.
Yeah.
Menudo.
It's true.
But they were huge. Absolutely.
Rod said he's a crisscross kind of guy. Yeah. I liked crisscross. When we remember when we were kids. Jump.
Jump.
Yeah,
like crisscross will make you. Jump. Jump.
The Mac Daddy will make you.
Jump.
That's great.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Was that a boy band? That was more of a hip hop
like,
duo.
Brothers, I think. Weren't they? Were they brothers?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
I don't know that I'd call them a boy band.
No. They were boys in a band. But I think they were like a brother. Like Jackson 5. Would you call them a boy band? I would.
Oh.
They were a family.
Yeah.
The Partridge Family.
Damaged family.
Very damaged family.
If the Jackson 5 came out in 1999, they'd probably have been labeled a boy band.
Probably.
In
but
that
I think
era.
Because it's family, it's different than like just
were the girls in the band too, though? Like LaToya, and it was not just a boy band.
No,
they weren't.
The
it was just the boys?
Yeah, I think it was. I think the Jackson 5 was just like
Tito Jermaine,
Michael.
So Janet and LaToya weren't the other five?
I don't think so.
There are the two other guys in the Jackson family.
Tito, Jermaine, Michael. Why am I forgetting this?
Well, I can hear the typing going on as we Google who was in the Jackson.
There's Randy.
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 Marlon.
Marlon.
Marlon. Wow.
The
forgotten Jacksons.
Jackie, Tito, Jermaine, Marlon, and Jackie.
Michael. The girls didn't even get to be a part of it.
No. They're little.
They both had their own.
Yeah, they had their
Janet was huge, obviously.
Yeah. I think LaToya did a erotic film, if I'm not mistaken. Something to that nature.
All right, well, why don't we just
we'll
end
table
it there?
This.
There
yeah.
was some,
Let's table it.
There were some highs and lows in that round of report. I was definitely responsible for some of the lows. I won't alibi that. I've learned from Mike Schill. Won't alibi that.
All right. We're about to replay you our favorite interviews of the year. We'll see you guys Monday.
I will come back strong with my college football Super Saturday lineup when we come back after traffic here on 97.3 The Fan. All right. Didn't get a call from Adam or Michael during that break. So I think either I'm okay or maybe they're waiting until after the show to discipline me for my comments. I apologize again.
For what, though? It was a funny joke.
Yeah, I was inappropriate. I get it.
It could have gone way worse.
All right, you ready for a little college football Super Saturday lineup for you?
I am.
I know you're going to watch baseball. But are we guaranteed baseball tomorrow or not? If the Dodgers win today, that series is over. I guess we will definitely have a Game 5 between the Yankees and the Guardians tomorrow.
5:08
Saturday.
Yep.
Yeah, that's guaranteed. So we will have a 5 o'clock game. The rest of the day, though, if you want to spend it watching college football, you can. No San Diego State. They're on a bye this week. We do have some national games. And in the morning, it's not the best of selections. I will say the best game at 9 a.m., probably your Woods, number 6 ranked Miami Hurricanes visiting Louisville as they try to, the Canes try to remain undefeated. I know you are a Giant fan. Sitting in that chair, how could you not be? of the Hurricanes.
I think it's your chair, actually.
Is it my chair?
Yeah, I think so.
Is that why?
That's why.
I have an affinity for Michael Irvin or whatever it is.
Jimmy Johnson used to coach them?
Yeah, absolutely. There's also an odd game at 9 a.m., and this is the downside of college football realignment. Perhaps the most unusual conference game in the history of college football. You've got UCLA at Rutgers, and that is a conference game between a team that's, I think, 1-5 from Los Angeles visiting a team that's like 2-4 from New Jersey at 9 a.m. on the West Coast on FS1. That's the downside.
So it's not at Rutgers. It's at UCLA.
No, it's at Rutgers.
Oh,
they're in New Jersey.
They're playing
where are they? Piscataway, New Jersey, yeah. I think. Rutgers play somewhere around there. They got to go across the country to play a game that nobody cares about.
No one cares about.
That is technically a Big Ten conference game between two teams that could not scream less Big Ten, than UCLA and Rutgers.
Fair enough.
Both of them technically are in the Big Ten and playing a Big Ten game. Newark, New Jersey, not Piscataway. All right, 12:30.
You just made the name of that place. I've never even heard of Piscataway.
Like, sure,
never heard of Piscataway, New Jersey.
Mm-mm.
What's it? Find out. Look up Piscataway. There's something in Piscataway.
Piscataway.
Yeah.
How do you
made
that
up?
That?
Piscataway. I think Piscataway.
Probably a golf course. Let's be honest.
That's true.
Probably what it is.
12:30. Also on ABC, number 7 Alabama at number 11 Tennessee.
In
an SEC game. So this is critical because both teams have one loss, which means the team that loses kind of takes that critical second loss that at least drops them onto the playoff bubble. This is the first year we got the 12-team playoff. You're not out of it with two losses,
yep.
But like USC with three losses, they're in deep trouble at this point. Alabama maybe can survive two losses. Tennessee, I don't know if they can. It's Tennessee at home. I think the Crimson Tide are very slight favorites. They had their hands full last week with South Carolina after they had the upset loss against Vanderbilt, but they have the win over Georgia. So, Alabama's kind of an interesting story.
And that's a good-ass game right there.
It's a good game. And then the game of the day, unfortunately, same time as the baseball, 4:30 on ABC. Number 5, Georgia at number 1, Texas.
God!
This is the good side of college football realignment. Because this is an SEC game.
That's a banger.
It seems like every week we're getting these huge matchups.
Yeah, no complaints.
This is another one. It's UGA versus Bevo. This is a chance for Texas to really separate themselves as the clear-cut number 1 team in the nation. And this is a chance for Georgia to completely bounce back from that loss to Alabama and make their case for being the number 1 team in the country. So absolutely huge game in Austin at 4:30. And that, again, is an ABC game. Not much at night. The late game, probably the 7 o'clock game on CW, UNLV. Oregon State, Rebels are 5-1, Beavers are 4-2. If you're really desperate for college football late at night, that's probably your best late option on a college football Super Saturday lineup from Ben Higgins.
Pretty decent, buddy. Pretty decent.
Georgia, Texas is, that one's going to be.
That's
that one's going to be huge.
That's nasty.
Texas is favored.
Yep, by 4.5. Man.
Tough. I mean, you feel like, at least in recent years, screams Georgia. Is going to go in there and just heartbreak Texas. Yeah. But, after Georgia lost to Alabama, you wonder, maybe they're not.
And Texas has been handling teams. They handled OU no problem. I mean, not even, no sweat. Didn't even break a sweat.
Maybe Adam's punishment for his errors this week.
Oh, the Georgia loss.
Is a Georgia loss.
I'll bet against Adam, actually. I'll do that. I'll take that right now. 4.5? Done.
Texting us right now. Texas UGA is an ABC game. Oh, it is also on 97.3 The Fan, Adam says. Well, Adam, I didn't know that. There was no memo. So you can actually listen to Georgia, Texas here on 97.3 The Fan.
Perfect.
I just found that out right now. So
also the home of Navy
kickoff.
Football.
Yeah,
I know we have
I hear the Navy promos all the time. And they're undefeated. They're a good Navy team this year. But we will have that major college football matchup for you here on 97.3 The Fan tomorrow.
Can't wait for college football Saturday since there's just one baseball game to watch potentially on Saturday.
What about Woods' soccer Saturday, though?
I'm in the chamber.
We will talk about that. Final segment of Men and Woods and why Woods is heading into a weekend that he was not looking forward to. Coming up next here on 97.
You didn't read how Adam actually wrote the text. In the passive-aggressive manner.
Yes, he did.
Yes.
You glazed over.
You glazed over that. Here's how Adam, our boss, who absolutely crapped the bed with that promo and our show today, said, thanks for mentioning that Texas UGA is an ABC game without mentioning it's a 97-3 game. Wow.
They made a promo.
Texas has neutered the Bulldogs again. Only on Channel 10 ABC. You can't find it anywhere else.
Wow. Why are you taking bullets for that guy right now?
I don't know.
I don't either.
Wow. By the way, Rutgers does spill into Piscataway, New Jersey. And the stadium is in Piscataway. Thank you very much.
Got a break.
It's actually in Piscataway. With Ben and Woods on 97.3 The Fan.
What a train wreck.
So Woods just spent most of the commercial break opening a delivery that we just received here at our Odyssey Studios. Woodsy, what did we get?
Got a few Dodger fans that are in my mentions that I chat with. We run smack against each other, right? And it's I think, you know, I can get a little spicy on there. They can get a little spicy. We get a little spicy with each other. But I think it's all in good fun. And I got a DM this morning from one of them. He said, hey, go check the front. We have a delivery for you. And I go, are you kidding me? Is this a chocolate penis or something? Like, is this going to happen? So I go out and I look and I said, well, that's a big box of flowers. And
1-800-FLOWERS right across the box.
Sure enough, I get a bouquet of roses. And they are Dodger blue. And they
now, is that their natural color, or do they paint them that way?
They paint them, Ben. You can't. I mean, you need GMO things.
Well, you can. That's why I was wondering whether they're.
I think they're painted.
They're painted, or they're real. I think, but they're very blue.
They're Pantone blue. So they sent us flowers.
Ah, yes. But the joke's on them, because if we just leave those here until the start of next season, by spring training, you know what color they'll be?
Brown. That's exactly right. The card says, our condolences from your Dodger Twitter friends. Son of a... You know what? You can't even be mad. That's very creative. And thank you,
they
guys.
They are they're very hideous, actually, I would say.
Would anybody, either of you guys, want to take these home to your wife?
I feel like... I mean, I'd love, you know, a free gift that I don't have to pay for.
We know.
If I thought that it was going to, like, score me some points, I would absolutely have no qualms about taking that home.
Roses don't score you points?
No, those are hideous.
Not blue ones.
Those are really, really hideous looking.
Yeah, they are.
Don't you think?
I bought flowers yesterday, randomly.
Adam will take them back for his wife.
So I'm good.
Probably. Yeah. Hey, I got you some flowers.
Can you bring them up to my house and drop them off?
Hey, if you're not doing anything later... Yeah, well, that's a class move. Listen, I got to tip my hat when you know, give credit where credit's due. That is a very class move.
The question is, Moot said they put dye in the water, and that then changes the color of the petals.
That makes sense.
Interesting. I'm not a florist, so I don't really know the details of how it works.
But no, that's a thank you, gentlemen. I would say that it eases the sting of you know, the loss, but. It doesn't. It actually makes it worse. So I think that was their point. But think about the things that they could have sent through the mail. It could have gotten so much worse. I've gotten worse things from Dodger fans in the mail. You guys have seen them.
Flowers are always a classy gift, even if it's made in jest and as a booby prize of sorts.
I love when you say booby prize. And I never had heard that phrase until we started doing
this.
You
never heard that phrase.
I never heard it. Remember, you said it on our old station.
Yeah.
And you said, I don't know, it's like getting a booby prize. And I go, what? We had like a full stop.
Booby prize.
We had a full stop down.
Well, you were very excited.
I was
the
excited.
Idea of a
booby prize.
Booby prize was very intriguing to us.
What's
but
a
it's
better?
Not what you think it is?
What's a better prize than that? I'd like to get a booby prize later. But I don't think
it's
I
not
will.
That.
It's,
but not it's
not that.
Though.
What is it? Like a booby trap?
It's
also sounds like a great trap.
It's like a parting gift. Like you were hoping to win the big. Grand prize, and you were left with just
you won like the gift bag. instead of the big trip.
You remember it, like old school Wheel of Fortune, before they just gave money, you had to go shopping with your wins after each round, and they, oh, you won $1,100, and they'd buy, oh, I'll take the TV and I'll take the stereo, and then they had like $72 left, and they always had to buy the clay Dalmatian. There was like a clay Dalmatian, and they go, and I'll take the Dalmatian. That's the booby prize at the end.
It's so funny. What a great phrase. Booby prize.
Booby prize.
Is that what, like booby trap, right?
I think so, yeah. Okay. Booby trap.
Booby.
It's not like a deathly bad thing. It's just a
booby trap. It
just kind of gets you for a second.
Well, thank you guys. I still hope you guys lose to the Mets and, potentially.
Was that addressed to Ben and Woods or just Woods?
I think it was just to me.
Okay, good.
I think it was just to me. You guys are safe. Oh, no, it's Ben and Woods.
All of us.
It's actually addressed to Ben and Woods and Woods.
We never said they were the brightest fan base.
That's great. That's great. Hey, that's a kind gesture. I know it's not meant to be kind or thoughtful, but it is much enjoyed. Thank you. I will leave them in here.
You're getting the coaching booby prize this weekend, apparently, and yeah, we'll talk about that right after our last check of traffic here on 97.3 The Fan.
Yeah, I'm appreciative of a good bit. I always am very appreciative of a good bit. So I do appreciate it. Thank you, guys. Means a lot.
So we've heard you talk about your foray into baseball coaching.
Yeah.
You've got your machine pitch, and you did your T-ball. And you even had to coach a little bit of basketball, didn't you, at one point? Didn't your kids have a basketball that you...
No.
They didn't do basketball. You didn't have to coach that.
I just went to watch.
Right. But now, this weekend only?
Yeah.
One time only. Soccer manager Woods.
Yeah, manager on the pitch.
Yeah.
In our kids.
How did this happen?
The coach is leaving town.
Mm-hmm.
And
all of them?
There's one main coach, and she is leaving town. And then some of the other people that were next in line are also going to be out of town. And so it fell down and down and down and down to me and Hannah. And so now Hannah and I will be managing the team on Saturday. And this is not...
Could it have fallen any lower? Like, were you guys the last
resort? I think we were the
resort?
Last. I do think we were...
Like, forfeit or you guys coach?
Also, many of the children will be away this weekend. We have a team of 11, and there will only be 7 on the pitch, which is the exact number of players that you need to have on the pitch. So don't worry about hurting feelings. Your kid's going to play.
So you don't have to do any substitutions?
I couldn't if I wanted to.
Exactly.
I don't have.
Well, it makes the job easier.
Yes, but it makes it harder for the little kids that have to run for their 20-minute halves.
It's good and exercise.
It is. But I have no earthly idea what I'm doing out there. None whatsoever. And this league is pretty competitive. It's pretty competitive. And the dads out there, from what I've seen, take it very, very seriously. Much like they do in Pinto, much like they do in Friday Night Lights football, they take it very seriously. And so I'm going to look like a buffoon out there with my wife, who also knows nothing about soccer. I mean, probably pretty even playing field between she and I. We have no idea what we're doing. We have to manage the team. And I don't know what kids are coming. I have no idea. Don't know where to put them. Don't know how to line them up. Now, I go to all the games. I watch. You think I should have paid better attention. I don't know when to do a goal kick or a corner kick.
The referees will handle that.
There's no referees. The parents are the referees. Oh, so we're all out there running around with whistles. Oh, that's a handball. Right, so I have no idea.
So goal kick is when it goes out over the end line.
That's the back line.
Yeah, like the offensive team touches it last. If the defensive team touches it and it goes over the back line, then it's a corner kick.
Corner kick, okay.
All right. Anything on the sides is just a throw in. And that's, the other team that didn't touch it last gets to throw it in. Do you understand the offsides rule?
They don't call it.
They don't call
offsides. No, they do not call offsides in this. You can cherry pick all day.
Really?
And I'm actually pissed that none of my kids do
it. You're going to exploit that.
Yeah. That's probably rule one. We've got a kid that's a really good scorer. And I'm like, he's also really little. We don't need you on defense. We have Bo. We have Cal. We have big guys that can go out and play defense. Cherry pick your ass down there and see if we can boot one down to you and go down and score. The kid's an elite. He scored 4 goals in 1 game. He's elite. His name's Connor. He's a stud. But, Connor, I don't need you to play defense. I need you to score goals. So cherry pick. Let's exploit the offsides.
You don't need to be big in soccer. Now, you need a couple of bigger players for, like, the headers in front. But at that level, you're not going to have the high-skying balls in front of the net.
But he's just little.
Little's fine.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
Messi ain't a big dude. You can be pretty little and still succeed at soccer, for sure.
So somebody said, just Woodsy run the, what does he say, 3-3-4. That's 10 players, though. We only have seven. Seven are on the pitch.
Well, 3-2-3. 2-2-3. Yeah, there you go.
3.
Or you could do the old 3-1-3. Have one the midfielder, like three up. You know.
What about the goalie?
Oh, that's a good point. So you really have six.
Six.
Yeah.
Six people running.
All right, well, then it's the 2-2-2.
Or the 3-3? I don't have the foggiest idea.
1-2-1-2 sounds good.
Okay,
you got one striker up front,
and
then two wings behind them,
and then
a midfielder and two defenders. I like the 1-2-1-2.
Where's the goalie again?
In the goal.
Is that seven?
That's the seven.
Okay,
yeah.
2-1-2?
1-2-1-2.
1-2-1-2.
And then the goalie.
Okay.
That's seven.
Okay.
Yeah, put your best player as the striker in front.
Okay.
And then you got two good passers on the wings trying to get it to the striker. Got the midfielder. Now, he's in charge of trying to get it up from the defenders to the offense.
Actually, what are you doing tomorrow at like 10 in the morning?
Good point.
Come out and coach.
Actually, I have one of our tier ones, Mel, is coming out to do some junk removal for me.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. Finally getting cleaned up at our house.
Going to let the tier ones get a look inside your junk.
We've never seen your garage.
I've never seen your garage.
It's clean now. We mostly clean the garage. Now we just got to get rid of a couch and some outdoor furniture.
Here's what I need you to do. DM Woodsy and I.
Pictures. I need
separately.
Pictures of everything that you find.
It was bad a couple of weeks ago, for sure. The garage was a mess. Now it's somewhat acceptable.
Yeah, so that'll be happening.
We do have a
tomorrow.
Mouse problem, though, we've discovered. Oh, so we're going to Home Depot today for traps and caulk. And
excuse me?
Well, you know, because they get in through the walls. So you have to put the caulk in the walls to make sure the mouse can't get back in. You want to keep them from making
there
their...
There was. Glory hole.
You want to make sure that the holes are filled with caulk so the mouse doesn't have a place to go and hide. What? That's what it's called. Why are you laughing?
It hurts.
I got a text. This Shelly said we need to go and buy some caulk.
You're going on a caulk hunt today.
Yes.
Over at Home Depot.
Yeah. And then we're gonna put the caulk in the hole
okay.
that we have so in our wall.
I've always wanted to do that. Hannah won't let me. There was some caulking that needed to be done in our shower, and I really wanted to do it, and she would not. She refused
it's
to let
fun,
me.
Yes, you apply it with like the gun, or at least it. It almost looks like the thing you use to inflate a basketball, but instead it's like the caulking gun.
It's the caulking gun, but we had some little holes like in the old caulk.
Yeah.
Because you want new caulk. If you get a chance to get new caulk instead of old caulk.
Yeah.
And Hannah is unfortunately stuck with old caulk in the shower. And so I asked her, could I go out and do it? And she said no. She said no.
She wanted
a professional to do it. So
she just went down to Home Depot.
Yeah, she went down to Home Depot.
Got her own stuff and
let her rip.
So I have that to look forward to this weekend, but that
sounds like another
your
banger
soccer team.
It sounds like another
does,
banger
doesn't
weekend
it?
At the Higgins household.
Totally.
That was great.
We have time for things Ben likes still here, Pauly. 90 seconds or so.
Do the short one.
He's working on it. That's okay.
Give me one second.
We've used pretty much all of our time for this week and desperately looking for a trap door.
That was so
unbelievable.
To get out of this.
Just the way he said it.
Unbelievable.
The way he said it.
Such conviction.
Oh, man.
I like the tanginess of the cranberry. I like reflecting. I like all-time rock and roll, too. You know I do. I like NIL. I like my standard, very uninteresting haircut. I do like hearing people talk about how well it's going for the Padres. I like numbers. Oh, I like the bits. I like to be educational. I like when I get up, have a glass of cranberry juice cocktail. I like Adam Majort.
I do like butterscotch.
I like your tweets a lot. I still like this deal. I like to live my life after another famous Benjamin. Benjamin Button. I like when the Padres take 2 of 3 from the Dodgers. I would have liked to have tried something else. I like Darren. I've always liked Darren. I like watching LeBron and Anthony Davis. Sex by the fire at night. That's what I like. I like Jay Cronenworth. The last couple of days, I really liked his swings. I do like horses. I like the Padres lineup. I like when things just flow perfectly. But I like Indian food. I just like a good, honest answer. I've liked what I've seen from Donovan Solano so far. I like that idea. I like 18 games in 18 days. You know, I like where the Padres are. I like that we won as a team.
I do
all
too.
Of us together. I like to picture people actually in a recording studio. I like the way the Padres play baseball. What I like is the variety of the wins.
Yeah.
I liked everything about this week.
I didn't like much about this
week.
I'm being completely honest.
Not a good week.
There was not a whole lot that I did like.
Well, we're going to turn the page on Monday morning and start looking ahead. Padres, I assume we're going to carry it live, but we'll get you the details as we move forward. Padres GM and President of Baseball Operations, A.J. Preller, will be doing his end of the season Zoom with the media at 11 a.m. on Monday.
The postmortem,
and the look ahead to the offseason and 2025. And, you know, AJ's going to wrap things up. So make sure you're tuned in Monday morning to Annie and Elston. And of course, we'll be reacting to that on Tuesday morning. But I hope everybody has a really good weekend.
Have fun with your call.
Good luck with your soccer coaching.
Thank you.
Paulie, you have a nice weekend as well. And we will be back on Monday morning at 6 a.m. Until then. For Paul Reindl and Stephen Woods, I'm Ben Higgins. Have a great rest of your Friday. Annie and Elston coming up next on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. Have a great weekend, everybody.